producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
Welcome to the Dr. Joy Brown Show. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Great idea, as you know. Let's put up on Facebook. If you were getting a private audience with the Pope, what would you ask or what would you say?
Okay.
Don't you think that'd be kind of cool?
Sure, yeah.
Yeah. And I thought the other thing we should put up, which we can let it marinate for a little bit, which is, does the full moon affect you, and if so, how? Because we've got kind of a super full moon coming up next week, which is not only a harvest moon, not only a perigee moon, but also an eclipse. So I thought that'd be kind of fun. Because there have been a lot of studies done that suggest that basically the moon doesn't really, I mean, obviously the moon exerts a gravitational pull, but they said it's not significantly different on human beings. The tides, yes, but not human beings, even though we're mostly water. But anybody who works with the public, have you noticed that full moons affect people's behavior?
Yeah, I think it kind of makes them a little bit more superstitious about certain things.
Well, I think it just makes them a little bit more whatever.
Yeah.
That if they're nervous, they get a little more nervous. If they're... And it's one of those things that anybody in an emergency room, I think, because I know it affects drivers around here, because I know that all of a sudden people are just become more reckless or something. I mean, the word lunatic is not for nothing. So so I thought we'd do those two. What would you say to the Pope? Because the Pope is coming here, and the city is already beginning to shut down because of the Pope. And he's not even going to be here for another couple of days. But then he's going to be here for a couple of days, and he's traveling around a lot, which means there's street closures, and they're putting on additional subway trains, and they're stopping certain subways. It's going to be chaos. But everybody seems to like this one, don't you think? Is there anybody that you've met who doesn't like this particular Pope?
Not that I can think of, no.
No, he seems to be kind of a little bit more in touch, for lack of a better term. So we'll see about that. Today is Happy National Ice Cream Cone Day. I assume that includes the ice cream, because what else? I mean, although a lot of people, I guess, just like the cones. Do you like the sugar cones or just the regular ones with little square bottoms?
Oh, I like the sugar cones.
Yeah.
For sure.
The waffle ones?
Mm-hmm.
Yep. Yeah. Okay. Yeah, they taste better. Although, you know, I've started trying to get one in the few times that I get ice cream, I tend to get it in a bowl, because I figured I'm not that crazy about the cones, and it's just added calories. And remember when you were a kid, when you got the cone-shaped cones? No, not the flat-bottom ones, but the ones, and you'd take a bite out of the bottom and then suck the ice cream down. Did you ever do that?
Yeah, well, what I would do is, and this may have been what you're talking about, is when the ice cream would get low enough, bite around the rim of the cone and
no, that's different.
With the ice cream in it and that sort of thing.
No, but if you here's a secret. If you're not crazy about the cone, is when you get down to the cone and you don't really want to eat the cone, if you just take a bite out of the apex of the cone, you know, the little point of it,
mm-hmm.
then you can suck the ice cream down through there.
Oh, okay, I see what you're saying, yeah.
Is this not an incredibly useful technique to have?
I've never tried it.
You're going to try it the next time. It also works really well when ice creams get really, really melty. You can't do it when it's at the beginning, because it'll just melt all over your arm. But toward the end, it's a very useful technique. And you can spit out the cone just like you would the tip of a cigar, should you want to find the metaphor there. Okay. Look, I try and help out when I can. It's National Voter Registration Day. I don't know if that's true every place. I don't know if it's voter registration here. Are you registered to vote?
Yes, I am.
Me too.
Mm-hmm.
It's also National White Chocolate Day, which I find upsetting because, as we know, white chocolate has nothing to do with chocolate. It's just butterfat and sugar. For those of us who are chocolate fans, we're embarrassed about white chocolate. What can I tell you? And it's National Elephant Appreciation Day. Elephants are very cool. Someone, I was reading someplace, which is inaccurate, that they're the only species other than human beings who bury their own, but that's not true. They don't bury their own. They just collect the bones.
Hmm. I didn't know
and
that.
And they do seem to have phenomenal, yeah, they do seem to have phenomenal memories.
Hmm.
That I'm trying to, here was this, the study that I'm trying to remember where I read it. There was a study that was done where they recorded, some naturalist recorded elephant sounds. And it turns out elephants have enemies, just like us people. They're not all Democrats.
Okay.
Not all donkeys. But they recorded sounds of the pod, you know, the family unit for the, and the tribal unit for the elephant, and also enemies. And like 10 years later, they would replay them, and the elephants would respond as if there was an enemy, or the sounds of the pod, they would approach the recorder. Interesting stuff.
Hmm.
Can you remember? I have a hard time remembering who my enemies are like the next year. I literally have to write. I do this in my address book because I'm one of those people. I do keep stuff on my phone, but I also keep a notebook. Do you still write little notebooky things?
Not really. Sometimes I'll leave a note for myself on my phone where I'll have...
But you don't carry like a little day book or anything of that sort?
Mm-mm, no.
See, I do because I put it on my phone usually, but I also put it because I change things so frequently and things sometimes come up and I have to figure. So I do both. But I keep an address book and usually it's one of my rituals on New Year's Day to go through and sort of see who's still alive and whatever. Although I'm one of those people that I'm sentimental enough that if somebody's died during the year, I quite often don't take them out of my book. I put them in the new book as well because I just want to remember that they were part of my life. But I actually write down by some people's name, don't even think about it. Because I forget that I'm mad at them or that they did something for the 80th time that was just unforgivable. So I have to actually write little notes saying, don't even think about it. So I'm not, I clearly do not have very good elephant genes. I don't remember that I'm mad at somebody, but it's cool that elephants do, I guess. I mean, I think, you know, memory is one of those really interesting things. So there you go. Alrighty, 855-993-7569, if there's something on your mind today. So I thought we'd talk about, well, you know, I'll tell you what's going on today in history, just because, why not, we haven't done that for a while. In 1789, the Postmaster General's office was established, which meant by tomorrow someone had already gone postal. I just made that up. Don't send me emails. 1862, slavery in the United States, a preliminary version of the Emancipation Proclamation is released. Did you know that the only two things that the Liberty Bell has been used as an icon for are the Emancipation Proclamation and, you know what the other one is? The Liberty Bell.
The Liberty Bell as a logo?
Yeah. Emancipation Proclamation is one.
The only other thing I could think of is the Philadelphia Phillies logo, the baseball team. It is
well,
on there.
Yeah, close but no cigar. It doesn't count. The suffragette movement, but,
okay.
But very close. And the only reason I know that is that a friend of mine was doing about 11 or 12 years ago, they redid the Philadelphia, the building where they have the Liberty Bell. And she was in charge of doing the loop, the audiovisual loop that was. And she said, "I would love to be for you to be the voice of the suffragette, but I probably can't afford you." And I said, "I bet you can." So I got to be the voice of the suffragette. Because
hmm.
And that's the reason I know that is that it was only used those two times. I mean, you'd think because it's so iconic, it'd be used for a lot of stuff, but it's only those two. And in 1888, the first issue of National Geographic magazine was published, much to the delight of every 12-year-old boy in the universe, then and since. 1910, the Duke of York's Picture House opens in Brighton, now the oldest continually operating cinema in Britain. 1910. Hmm. 1975, Sarah Jane Moore tried to assassinate the United States President Gerald Ford, but is foiled by Oliver Sipple. Did you remember Oliver? I remember Sarah Jane Moore. I didn't remember Oliver Sipple.
I remember kind of briefly reading about that as a kid.
Yeah.
I don't know the entire backstory behind it, but I do know that there was a woman that tried to assassinate President Ford, and it was foiled by someone.
It was Squeaky Fromm, too, I think. But that, I think she was part of the Manson gang or something. Mm-hmm. I don't know. People who live in infamy, I don't know. It turns out being infamous is longer than being famous, even for elephants. 855-993-7569. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Connect with Dr. Joy on Facebook.com and Twitter.com/Dr. Joy Brown Show.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral! Don't pick on the IRS alone! I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill sometimes! I can even get it zeroed out completely!
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral!
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joy Brown, and I want to tell you about a new product from ProPure. It's a fruit-infused water filter pitcher. This is like no other water filter pitcher on the market today. Not only does it allow you to put your favorite fruits and veggies into its easy-to-access fruit infusion tube, it also uses ProPure's lab-tested filter that removes harmful chemicals and contaminants, including the dreaded fluoride. You know I love water, and now that ProPure has a pitcher that makes my water healthier to drink and yummy, I couldn't be more excited. If you want to have drinking water that not only takes out the harmful chemicals in tap water, but also want the option of infusing your water naturally, go to drjoy.com, click on the banner, that's drjoy.com, now to get yours today. The average household drinks $35 a week worth of soft drinks. This water pitcher only costs $79.95. So not only will you be saving money, you'll also drink healthier for you and your family. So go to drjoy.com, click on the banner, and start today.
If you're like me, you're concerned about the stock market and the economy. You're asking the questions, but it just doesn't seem that you're getting the right answers. Well, my friends at the Wealth Preservation Institute not only have the answers, but they put together a free report, How to Survive the Upcoming Economic Collapse and Protect Your 401Ks, IRA Savings, and Retirement Income. Don't hesitate. This report's for free for a limited time by calling 888-772-2929. That's 888-772-2929. Take back your financial lives today.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to produce an endless supply of nano-sized silver solutions right from the convenience of your home. Silver Lung. With the addition of our unique lung delivery system, respiratory infections are targeted directly, where traditional oral administration simply cannot reach. This pioneering method also preserves the original particle sizes and delivers your silver solution directly into the bloodstream. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at silverlungs.com. That's silverlungs.com.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with Principal Office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Have a question? Need advice? Dr. Joy Brown is here to help at 855-99-DR-JOY.
I just googled, I said Squeaky Fromm. It turns out Sarah Jane Moore tried to assassinate President Gerald Ford about 3 weeks before Squeaky Fromm did it, and they were both in California, and they both are the only two women who've ever been sentenced for trying to assassinate, and it was the same president, Gerald Ford. So I remember Squeaky, maybe just because her name is a more memorable than Sarah Jane. And she was in prison for 32 years. She's out now. So I don't know. Alrighty, so I thought we'd do... bone marrow seems to be coming up a lot. We have two sisters are traveling to all 50 states to find bone marrow donors. And we had the bone marrow story from the guy who was serving in prison. And he sent a letter to the person who put him there, who was not actually the judge. He's currently a judge, but was the prosecutor at the time and offered his bone marrow, which it turns out was a really nice gesture. But if you're in prison, you can't actually donate bone marrow, apparently because the conditions are not sterile enough in prison, I guess, for you to return to. It's probably that more than anything else, more than the donor, is that obviously they have to depress responses, immune responses. So, alrighty, and this is a story that we dedicate to Manny today. I suspect this is why it's up here. Oklahoma pre-K teacher allegedly calls being left-handed evil and sinister.
Yeah.
Did you ever get a hard time for being left-handed?
Not really. I mean, I don't know, everywhere most I went people, at school, because I had friends. One of my best friends is, like, completely left-handed, actually. My dad is completely left-handed. I don't know, a lot of the people that I grew up with and my family and everything and kids at school, they never, you know, I never got a hard time for being left-handed at all, really.
Well, you'd think, you know, in the old days that used to be the issue. But, yeah. I mean, this is modern. This kid is 4 years old, and he was forced to write with his right hand. He was sent home with a letter about how left-handedness is often associated with evil and the devil.
Wow. Well, and I told you the story about my first grade teacher that, you know, she was left-handed herself, and she had a way of telling. It was like me and like two other kids in my class were left-handed, and she had a method of teaching us how to you know, turn our papers a certain way to where our arm wasn't hooked and turned in a certain way to where we're trying to write, you know, right crooked, basically. So she, you know, she helped me out a lot with writing left-handed and everything. So, yeah, that's crazy for a teacher to think that.
Well, in this one, apparently he was writing with his right hand at home, and his mom said, "What's going on?" And he lifted up his left hand and said, "This one's bad."
Wow.
She went to the superintendent. There's nothing done to the teacher. It's 2 months into the school year. They were told the superintendent was out. They said she's aware of the situation. The district is investigating. She hung up before they could investigate anything. This is in Oklahoma.
Wow.
I mean, that you'd think that would be something that would be in the distant past.
Well, let me ask you too, as you know, as a psychologist, how can that how would that affect a kid, like a 4-year-old kid like that? Their teacher tells them, you know, you're using that hand to write is evil or whatever. I mean,
well, it's not only that you're using that left hand, but you know that it would make you, people will think you're an evil. It's awful because 4-year-olds. I mean, the good thing about 4-year-olds is they're kind of on that cusp between still believing that your parents know everything, and they're about to transfer it to the teachers, but they haven't necessarily transferred it completely yet. So hopefully they caught this early enough. But, I mean, clearly, when the kid goes home and is struggling to write with a hand for which he is really not very competent, and his mother says, "What's going on?" he holds up his hand and says, this is my bad hand. So hopefully what somebody will do is, hopefully the teacher will apologize and say that she was only kidding or something. I don't know.
I would hope that she's kidding. I mean...
Well, she wasn't.
Right.
She wasn't. Clearly, she was not. She made the kid write with his right hand.
Yeah.
But, I mean... It's an interesting question of what affects you. Because if you remember things from your childhood, you could remember something that other people might have viewed as incredibly traumatic that you just whizzed by, and things that nobody paid much attention to that still haunt you to this day. So what kids, what anybody sort of is affected by, it's not completely random because there's some things that are predictably traumatic, but not uniformly. And you can have two kids in the same family. You can have identical twins. It's hard to get much closer than that. So they're obviously the same age, so the same sex. They're there at the same time and have different responses to exactly the same stimuli. The death of a grandparent, a car accident, the birth of a baby, moving, a scary story, a movie, and any one of a number of things. That you, it's the thing about human behavior and human response is that you can get some parameters, but you can really only assign probability. You can't assign certainty. So hopefully this kid will be okay. And he's young enough that I think to a certain extent, the younger we are, in some ways, the more pliable we are. And then we get, I suppose, to a critical mass. And as we get older, that we have a little bit more self-confidence, we're a little more able to say. But as you know, we constantly reinforce around here, is unfortunately, the negative often has a longer shelf life than the positive. So, but this one, I mean, thank goodness the mom sort of did something about it. All the school, I mean, it's alarming that that teacher, who's probably been around for a while, is still being able to propagate that kind of theory. And the idea that a child would be evil or associated with evil or the devil because of their handedness is kind of, the very fact that a teacher could assign those kind of negative statements to a four-year-old is alarming in and of themselves. And if she's that way about left-handedness, think about what happens when a kid doesn't quite make it to the bathroom on time or hits another kid. I mean, this is a teacher that seems to me should not be around young kids. That yeah. She just is, that there's a rigidity there and a an anger that's inappropriate being around kids. Because kids are cute, but you have to have a lot of patience to deal with a room full of four-year-olds. And this doesn't sound like a woman who has much flexibility in her personality structure to be able to deal with kids that young. So, and kids are susceptible, are vulnerable. So I figured that was a story that had you written all over it. But one of my sisters is left-handed, and they tried at school to say, you know, you have to work with your right hand, and my mom said, went to school and said, stop it, you know, that she can deal with whatever hand she wants to deal with. Yeah. And there does seem to be some indication that, it's one of the interesting phenomena is identical twins, or not even identical twins, but twins seem to have one right-handed, one left-handed. And the assumption is that in utero, there's always a dominant twin, whether in utero or in life, and that the dominant twin is usually right-handed and the less dominant twin is left-handed. And the larger twin, when they're not identical, tends to be right-handed, and the smaller left-handed. The idea being that the smaller twin is just mirroring the dominant twin. Hard to know all of this stuff, but we should still tell teachers that calling kids who are four evil is not appropriate. 855-993-7569. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
You're running your business, and we at Wix.com know things can get stressful. But creating your website doesn't have to be. With Wix, you can create a professional website all by yourself. It's easy and free. You don't have to be a programmer. Just drag and drop everything into place. It's your website, your style. Show the world what you can do. Go to Wix.com and create your own stunning website today. It's easy and free.
What are you listening to? Have you tried the Dr. Joy Brown 24/7 listen line? It's easy. Just punch in 605-477-3711. No apps, no data, no internet needed. And no extra cost if you have unlimited minutes. Call now, 605-477-3711. Now you can listen to Dr. Joy Brown when you want. Bookmark the Dr. Joy Brown 24/7 listen line number today. 605-477-3711. Got it? Call 605-477-3711.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Hey neighbor, what are you doing digging? You had a heart attack last year.
Oh, I know. I was told no more hard labor.
Then why are you digging?
Well, I've been taking Extendovite. It's been approved to help my heart.
Extendovite? Is that a new drug?
No, not a drug. It's more like an herbal combination made from garlic and cayenne.
Herbal? How can that help?
Well, actually, we've taken herbs for thousands of years. Extendovite is doing the job for me.
Does your doctor know about Extendovite?
Yeah, my doctor knows, and he said it seems to be working for you, so don't stop taking it. I feel great taking Extendovite. I don't want to stop.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
My name's Clyde, age 59, and I reside in Florence, South Carolina. The doctors diagnosed me as having clogged arteries. Felt like I was carrying heavy concrete blocks around my feet and legs. I started taking Heart Body Extract as directed. It is less than 3 weeks, and I'm like a young man again. It's unbelievable that an herbal formula can work so fast and so powerfully.
Learn the secrets of an effective, natural, 100% organic nutritional supplement for a healthy heart and circulation at HBExtract.com.
Many are in disbelief today after word of shocking allegations against a Minnesota-based talk syndication company known as GCN. It's claimed that they're the fourth largest talk syndication company in the U.S., making it even more scandalous that they've been accused of helping business owners expose themselves on a massive scale. Let's go live to Tom for more on this story.
It's being called the greatest exposure of our lifetime, while other business owners are beginning to step forward claiming they, too, exposed themselves. With the help of GCN.
It's true. They're all guilty. Every last one of them. GCN helped me get the exposure my company needed, and just think, that was years ago. Today, GCN has like 700 affiliate stations and over 6 million downloads from iTunes and their website every month.
Imagine the exposure your company can get.
Expose your business to the masses. Email advertise at GCNlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective. GCN.
Advice for Life with Dr. Joy Brown. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Hi, Dr. Joy. Thank you for taking my call.
Sure. What's on your mind, David?
I have a 14-year-old that's talking to this girl from a school like two to three hours on a nightly basis. And he has been going on for about a year.
How old is your son?
About 14, 14 and a half.
Okay.
I wasn't sure it's normal to do that. And last night he was telling me that when he gets when he becomes 18 years, then he will be able to marry her. I didn't know how to respond. I don't know, these are normal things to say.
Yeah, I mean, I think first of all, I don't think I ever tell anybody that they're too young to love somebody, because I, as a not very good movie with a really good line said, that love isn't an emotion, it's an ability. And I think that we're able to love really at any age of our life. I think that it's that when we're young, we don't really have enough of a perspective to understand some of the complexities and some of the subtleties. But sure, I think, do I think it's unusual for an almost 15-year-old to be a bit obsessed with a girl? No. Do I think that 15-year-olds do not really have enough experience to be able to understand the difference between infatuation and lust and love? No, but I think there are a lot of 50-year-olds who can't tell the difference either. So, and I think what I would do at this moment is just say to him, listen, I think it's wonderful that you feel so strongly about Charlene. Have you met this little girl?
Yes, and I really don't approve of her. I don't like her very much, but...
Well, but it's not... I mean, you know...
My son does, so I just keep out of it.
Yeah, David, all you have to do is be polite to her, but I do think it's really important to explain to your son that, and if you haven't already talked with him about sex, I think you need to, because kids who spend a lot of time with each other are going to be more sexually tempted than kids who aren't. And I think he's going to say dad, and I think both you and I, and hopefully your son, think he's much too young to be sexual. But I think it's really important to head this off at the pass, rather literally at the pass, than to wait until, you know, till something has happened and either he feels awful about it or she feels awful about it, or her parents get upset about it, and say, listen, I think it's perfectly fine for the two of you to get to know each other, to be friends, but I would assume that you are smart enough and respectful enough of her to not be sexual and to not spend a lot of unsupervised time around each other, which you can certainly be part of making sure that he's not spending a lot of time where the two of them are alone. But I don't think I would make fun of it. I don't think I would try to limit the behavior other than making sure that he's getting enough sleep and making sure that he's getting his homework done and just keeping an eye on the situation. Because one of several things is true. Either the two of them are kids who have found each other very early and will be together the rest of their lives, which certainly happens. It's not real common, but it's not unheard of. Or in the next couple of years, the two of them will get together, break up, find other people. And I think it's impossible to know at this moment, but there's no reason to make him defensive or sneaky about his feelings about somebody else. So I just keep an eye on the situation. Okay?
Okay, great. Thank you very much.
But I would talk with him about sex.
And
I would say, listen, I think that if it were up to me, you'd certainly wait at least 30 or 40 years before you were sexual. And
right.
You can certainly, how old were you when you had sex for the first time?
Was 21.
Okay. Well, and I think that's a valuable thing to tell him. And whether you feel that was you wish. Most people, interestingly enough, wish, especially guys, but women too, feel that they probably had sex before they were quite ready. And because the problem about sex isn't our bodies, it's our heads and feeling like we want to be generous with somebody else and we want to be protective of them. And sex is a pretty strong emotion. And I think if we feel that we've at least tamed it a little bit in our own head, our own body, that it's something that'll allow us to be our best self, not our worst self. Okay?
Correct. Yes. Thank you very much.
You're welcome, David. Anna, you're on the air. I'm Dr. Joy Hi. Brown. Hi.
Hi.
What's on your mind?
Thank you for taking my call.
Sure.
Well, I have a son who is 18.
Mm-hmm.
He turned 18 on August.
Okay.
He's in high school still.
Okay.
After he have 18, he's acting up. He say to me, I can do whatever I want. I can go out with my friend and can any time that I want. Last weekend, he went to his friend's house since Wednesday night and came back on Sunday.
And you didn't know where he was?
No, I know where he was. But he went to his friend's house because in his friend's house, they don't have a lot of rules.
Yeah.
He can go out and come back at any time.
Got it. And so he's a senior this year?
Yes, he is.
How are his grades?
Well, not so good. It's still this year. I don't know yet.
How were his grades at the end of his junior year?
He passed all his classes.
Well, but does he... I mean, passing means that he had... I mean, you have a D in pass. Did he have...
No, he doesn't have D. C's and B's.
C's and B's. What does he want for himself? Does he want to go to college?
Well, one day he say he want to join the army.
Okay.
Another day he say he want to go to college. Another day he say, you know.
Okay, got it. How many kids do you have?
I have 3 kids.
And which is he? Which number is he?
He's the second one.
Okay. How old is the first one, and what happened to the first one?
The first one I had when I was 15. She's 30. I am 46. And she's out of the house. You know, he's an independent woman and had 2 kids.
Okay. So did he finish high school?
Yes.
Okay.
He did.
And how old's the youngest child?
He's 15.
And how does he do in school?
He's doing well, indeed.
Okay. What is the 18-year-old good at?
He played baseball. He loved sports.
Okay. Is he on any sports teams at school?
Yeah, he is
great.
Today, but you know, it's not
okay.
Now.
Okay, all right, maybe. Anna, what's your? Does your husband live? Are you married?
Well, I am divorced from his father. And
how
I
long have you been divorced?
For about 10 years.
Okay, does the 18-year-old see his father?
No, he's out of their life because he's an alcoholic, and you know, something happened. He started to look for his father one year ago.
Yeah, Anna, this doesn't surprise me at all. Listen, let me tell you what you need to do. You need to sit this kid down. You can't treat him like he's 12. But I would say to him, listen, you're a good kid. If you want to go find your dad, I'll help you look for your dad. Because you may not like his father, but that's his dad. So, and it may be that part of what he really wants you to do is throw him out so he has to go find his dad.
Oh, no, he did. He did. But what happened that the father doesn't, I don't know, he didn't, you know, my son had other expectations about his father.
No, of course he did. So what did his father, what happened?
Well, he's not into his kids.
Anna, that is, listen, how far away from you does your ex-husband live? Does the father live?
The Bronx.
How far?
Not too far, in the Bronx. I live in Long Island, and
okay.
The father
lives. So your son found him. Listen, Anna, what you're going to have to do is you're going to have to deal with your son as if he were an adult. And I know he's not quite, but he thinks of himself as an adult. Saying to him, you know, you have to follow the... What I would say is, look, this is what you want for yourself. You're talking about college, maybe. You're talking about the Army, maybe. You're talking about wanting to play sports. Here's the deal. This is not Anna's hotel. This is your home. You follow the rules here. You can come here, you can sleep, you can eat, and you have responsibilities here. You decide you treat this like a hotel, I'm going to lock you out, which means you're going to have to find a different place to live. You're going to have a hard time finishing school. You're not going to get into college if you don't have a high school diploma. You can't play sports, and the Army won't take you without a high school diploma. So here's the deal. You've got about 9 months till you graduate high school. Once you graduate high school, as far as I'm concerned, you can do whatever you want and not live here. But until you do... I know you're 18, but the goals that I think you have, which is to graduate high school, to figure out what you're going to do the rest of your life, and to get on with it. But you can't treat me as a hotel. I won't stand for it. So here's the deal: you got to be home at night, you got to not drink, not smoke, whatever. You got to go to school, and then we'll figure out, you know, how to get you through the next 9 months. The next time you disappear, I'm going to lock you out and change the locks, and you can't come home anymore. If you want to live on your own, then go live on your own, but you can't do it. But I would emphasize to him, not that you're going to throw him out, even though I think that may come to that, but what his goals are, and that you understand his goals and you're willing to support them. Being a doormat doesn't buy you anything, all right? And it doesn't buy him anything. And you can respect the fact that he's 18 and help him understand. You've got 9 months. That's all he has to put up with. And you're perfectly willing to help him make some adjustments if possible, but he can't treat the place as a hotel. You're going to have to put your foot down, okay? But not by talking about his father. Don't say you're just like your father. Just say, look, you're a good kid. I know school's never been exactly what you want to do, but here are your goals for yourself. You got to get your high school diploma. Let's figure out how to do that together. But you can't treat this place like a hotel. Yeah, it's really difficult, especially when you've got a divorce, because the tendency is to feel like, you know, I want to be the responsible parent, I want to be the likable parent, and I don't want my kid to opt for the parent that I think doesn't set enough limits. But you also can't be a doormat. You're not teaching your kid anything except to stomp all over you. 855-993-7569. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Connect with Dr. Joy on Facebook.com and Twitter.com/Dr. Joy Brown Show.
It's been on your mind all day because last night was, in a word, delicious, and you can't wait to do it again in the kitchen tonight with Plated. Plated is for busy people who love cooking fresh, exciting new dishes but don't have the time to drive all over town searching for chef-quality ingredients. With Plated, you don't have to. Here's how it works. Go to tryplated.com and choose from amazing chef-designed recipes each week. You'll find easy-to-prepare selections that fit everybody's taste. Then the culinary pros at Plated lovingly fill a refrigerated box with just the perfect pre-proportioned ingredients for your dinner, so nothing is wasted. Everything's delivered to your door. Fresh meat, poultry, fish, farm fresh veggies, spices, everything you need on the date you choose. And no worries if you aren't home. Your Plated box keeps everything fresh until midnight on the day it arrives. Prepare chef quality meals in 30 minutes or less. Hurry over to tryplated.com now and get 2 meals free. That's right, 2 meals free. That's tryplated.com, tryplated.com.
Healthy, organic, fresh fish, robust, mouth-watering vegetables, all from your home. It's called aquaponics. This brilliant, self-sustaining protein and veggie system is perfect for year-round growing. Know exactly where your food is coming from. AquaponicsSource.com is the one-stop shop for all your needs. Fish, fish food, plumbing, full systems, classes, and more. Learn to build your own system. Go to AquaponicsSource.com for a free guide to aquaponics. That's AquaponicsSource.com.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 Pain Relief Hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
Okay, open your mouth and say, aw.
Aw.
When your child has a sore throat, you need to know when to get help. The doctor-recommended Say Aw Sore Throat Exam is your solution. The scientifically designed oral retractor offers a clear view of the throat, relaxing the tongue and minimizing gag reflex. Compare with a medical-grade chart, website, and app. Then you'll know just what to tell your doctor. A wellness plan in your hands in minutes. Go to SayAhNow.com. SayAhNow.com. The new mainstay for every family's first aid kit.
Hi, this is Walt Augustinowitz. I'm the founder and CEO of ID Stronghold. By now you've heard our commercials about wallets that protect you from electronic pickpocketing. 10 years ago, I created a way to protect my own cards from prying eyes after government officials started talking about issuing a national ID card with a built-in radio chip called RFID. I felt having to broadcast my personal information was an invasion of privacy. Soon after, it was also announced that credit cards, debit cards, U.S. passports, hotel room keys, and even transit passes would all soon incorporate RFID. It was then I formed ID Stronghold to share my inventions in blocking RFID signals with the world. There are a lot of misconceptions out there today about RFID. I encourage everyone to get informed and get protected. Please go to IDStronghold.com and get the facts and the wallet, sleeves, or badge holders you need to protect your personal financial data. You'll be pleasantly surprised that through our direct sales model, you won't pay more than other comparable unprotected wallets. It is as though the protection is free. Visit IDStronghold.com today.
America. This is the Dr. Joy Brown Show. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
All righty, 855-993-7569. Katrina, you're on the air. I'm Dr. Joy Brown. Howdy.
Hi. The reason I was calling, I just wanted to find out maybe if you would know what was going on through my girlfriend's head. What happened is this. I have two friends, and about 2 years ago, one of them stopped talking to the other one. She just severed the relationship because she got mad at the other friend that did something. But anyway, I thought maybe, being that 2 years went by, maybe I could see if you know, they can mend fences and, you know, they can repair the friendship.
Right.
So the one friend that severed the relationship, I just broached her with it. And she said to me, she goes, you have no idea how deeply she hurt me. And she goes, I don't want her. She goes, if I die first, this is a little bit more, but she goes, if I die first, I do not want her at my wake. And I already told my husband that. So I was like sort of surprised at what she said, but it was just one.
Do you have any idea what the breach was about? Do you know what the complaint is?
I don't remember all the details. I think the one friend lied to the other one and then pretended that she didn't, and she went back on her word, and they really had like a really, really close relationship, very close, but she felt that for her to do something like that, it was really disingenuous of her, and you wouldn't think that she would be capable of doing what she did. Like, she was sneaky and stuff.
Yeah, but it sounds like, this one sounds like, as you say, that she really trusted her. And to a certain extent, if you think about it, those kind of relationships are the ones that can cut the deepest because we trust the most, right? If it's just a stranger you know, if you're on the street or something and somebody offers to sell you, you know, 5 bananas for $1 and you give them a $10 bill and they give you back $5 or four $1 bills or something, I mean, you're going to be upset about that because they cheated you. But, I mean, you're going to think, gee, they're not a very nice person or whatever, and you'll probably get your money, and you may not go to that person again. But it doesn't, I mean, it's just one of those things. But with a friend that you trusted, that you really thought was your soulmate or your, you know, your emotional family, and they lied or they cheated, that you sort of think, gee, if they did this once, they'd probably do it again, and I'll never be able to trust them again. And so those are the kind of things that become more difficult to overcome. In terms of what she's saying, I think she just, I mean, to say I don't want that person in my wake. look, one of two things is true. Either once we're gone, we're out of here, so it doesn't make any difference. Or once we're gone, she can come back and haunt her. So, I mean, I think that's really more a statement of the depth of her sense of outrage and betrayal than anything else. I'm a natural peacemaker too, but this one, she's going to come after you at some point. This one seems really deep and very beyond logic. This isn't her head speaking. This is just her gut saying, this person betrayed me in a way that I never expected. And the combination of the betrayal and the sense that we've been had, that we were foolish for believing, is pretty hard to overcome. So, I'd probably just walk away from this, that you and I can talk about it in the abstraction or philosophically. But if you go much farther on this, and I understand your impulse to try and get them to be friends again, but this one sounds like this may be beyond healing. And if it isn't beyond healing, then at some point that your friend who feels betrayed will have to decide that enough is enough, or the other person was sick or something. But this sounds beyond any sort of reasonable negotiation. So I'd probably stay away from it if I were you.
Yeah, once she said that, then I realized I'm not touching this, you know.
Yeah, because she'll come after you and say, whose side are you on? Does the other friend sort of come to you to appeal and say, gee, could you sort of broker this relationship or not?
No, she just left it with the other friend saying, well, if you ever change your mind, you know, let me know. And that's sort of like where it was just left.
Well, did the other person ever apologize?
Trying to remember.
Sounds like probably not.
I think it was like a sort of an apology, but not an outright apology.
Yeah,
like,
those are the kinds that get, I'm sorry you feel that way, is not an apology.
That was it. Yeah. Yeah, it was like that. Like, if I offended you, I didn't mean to, but she's not sorry for what she did.
Yeah, no, I think I'd probably, are you still friends with that other person? Sounds like you might be.
Yeah. I talked to both of them, but I just thought maybe because time had went by, maybe, you know, there was like a chance that they could patch things up.
Well, there are times in our lives where, I mean, look, I suppose if you're Jewish, you've got the Day of Atonement sort of coming up, and that might be a good excuse. But they're really people. I think most of us like to think of ourselves as relatively forgiving. But there are times where even though the forgiving people just say, I'm not going to carry a grudge, but I don't want to have anything to do with this person ever again. Your friend sounds like she's carrying a grudge, and she will littered to the grave and beyond. I'd probably just walk away from this one just because, if she was willing to say, she hurt my feelings, or she didn't come to my kid's birthday party, or, there was a misunderstanding. That's one thing, but that's not what she's saying. She's not giving you any details, number one. And number two, she's saying, I feel so strongly about this that I feel not only the rest of my life, but beyond that. And I think those are ones that I'd walk away from. Whether she comes to some revelation at some point, if it's not worth it to carry that kind of grudge around, if she called me, I'd probably say, look, why don't you see if you can't neutralize it? You don't have to be her friend, and you don't ever have to trust her again. It's kind of like a call that I got yesterday with a guy who had a huge crush on a woman who just disappeared. They were very close and spent a lot of time talking to each other every day. And then she just disappeared for a year. And then she started calling him back recently and saying, can't we just be friends? Or, please forgive me. And I said, well, what do you want? And he said, I want someone I can trust. I said, it's not her. I said, what happened when you said this really hurt me? Because he actually did talk to her. And he said, sometimes I just get that way. Well, that's a statement that says, I'm going to do this again. So if you're looking for somebody you can always trust, that's not that person. And even if she should be relatively reliable going forward, you're always going to believe that it's only a matter of time until she does it again. And I think for your friend, that her sense is that even if I forgave her, I could never trust her again, and she'd do it again. And that kind of half-hearted apology of, I'm sorry you feel that way, or if I offended you, I'm sorry, that's not an apology at all. That's not taking any responsibility. If you don't take any responsibility for wounding somebody, you're going to do it again.
If it suits your needs. She did say this to me. She goes, in all my life, she goes, I never, ever was hurt so deeply by someone that I wasn't able to, get over it.
Yeah. You see, if I had to guess, and again, I don't like to do this either for all sorts of reasons, but this may have been something that came from childhood, because this one sounds profound and beyond any kind of logic. But I mean, I think what she's telling you is it's beyond any kind of logic. It's beyond any kind of healing that she's willing to do, at least at this point. So I'd walk away from it.
Okay. Thank you so much.
You're welcome, Katrina. Yeah, I know. For those of us who are peacemakers, we hate to see it happen, but it does happen sometimes, and you don't want to get caught in the crossfire. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Did you miss a show? No problem. Download the podcast right now at drjoy.com.
I've been talking with you about ProPure, and I must admit to you, I live in an area that's got pretty good water. And as long as it comes right out of the refrigerator, it tastes fine. If it's been sitting around for a while, there's kind of funny taste to it. Well, with ProPure, even at room temperature, there's no funny taste because there are no chemicals left in it, including fluoride. And in addition, I can put in the little cartridge whatever flavor I want. Like I can put in cucumbers if I want to be refreshed. Right now I've got lemon lime in. And what I'll do during the program is just fill up a bottle with ProPure. And it tastes delicious. I don't have to feel guilty about the environment. It's cheap. It's much cheaper than buying $1, $1.50, $2 for some flavored water. And I can change it from day to day. In fact, I feel so positive about it. I'm getting one for the guys. So they'll have one during my program as well, because keeping them happy is really important. So all you have to do is go to drjoy.com and click on the banner and see if ProPure doesn't make a lot of sense for you. It's economical. It takes care of the environment. It tastes yummy. It's good for you. Yay, ProPure.
Attention, all men. Are you urinating more frequently? Do you wake up to urinate? Are you having a slower, weaker stream? Don't ignore the warning signs of your aging prostate. Get your free bottle of Super Beta Prostate. Super Beta Prostate is guaranteed to support a more complete emptying of your bladder, a fuller, stronger stream, and less waking at night to urinate.
Super Beta Prostate is a product that I really like. I endorse it. I use it myself. I was very pleasantly surprised that Super Beta Prostate helped me fairly quickly.
Super Beta Prostate is formulated with a natural plant enzyme called beta-sitosterol. It's so powerful, you'd have to take 100 salt palmetto pills to get the same sterols as just one Super Beta Prostate tablet. Don't ignore the warning signs of your aging prostate. Call now to get your free bottle of Super Beta Prostate.
Call 1-800-853-1203. That's 1-800-853-1203. 800-853-1203.